to Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that marvelous and glorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. And he is, beloved, he's the source of life eternal. And only through the Lord Jesus Christ is there salvation and forgiveness of sin. And that's not my opinion. That's what God's Word says. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man cometh unto the Father except by me. He's the only way, beloved, of salvation, forgiveness of sin, and peace with God. Well, it's our joy to come into your presence once again today to share the truth of the Word of God. And we're in the book of Ephesians. Now, presently remember, we're studying new birth blessings. And we're talking about eternal life and the blessing it is to have and know Jesus Christ and to have that life which is eternal. We've already seen that it's a gift and that it is abundant life that's offered to us. And the much mores of Scripture points out the rich blessings that are ours. And Jesus said in Matthew 7, if ye give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father give good things to them that ask him? And we've been talking about the Holy Spirit of God who indwells and comes into every believer as a gift of God to do the work of salvation and to be the seal or the guarantee of our salvation and the privilege of being filled with the Holy Spirit. And we've been talking here in Ephesians chapter 5 of the benefits and blessings that come into the life of the individual who is filled with the Holy Spirit. How that it affects so many areas of our life. It affects our attitude. It affects our speech. It affects our relationships with others. And we've already talked about a husband and wife relationship. And today we're in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and beginning with verse 1, where the Apostle Paul says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. How important it is for children to learn that principle of authority. It is a principle, beloved, that is vital to our society being a success. Do you know why our penal institutions are running over today? Do you know why our jails are having to let criminals out early? It's because they have no room for others that are coming in. And where did it all start? It all started in the home. It all began with mothers and fathers who did not teach their children the principle of authority. This principle is a principle that affects the lives of every individual on the face of this earth. And it's so important that you and I learn that principle. That's a part of the law of God that was given that children were to obey their parents and to honor their parents. Honoring our parents means to show respect and honor to our parents. And there's blessings that come into the life of the child who learns to honor and respect their parents, and long life is one of the things God says will be theirs. And so this principle of authority is a principle that is so vitally needed in the world today. That's why the Word of God teaches that children need to be disciplined. Discipline is something that is needed and necessary because we're all born with a rebellious, sinful nature. A nature that's selfish and self-centered, a nature that's warped and twisted, a nature that's rebellious against God and rebellious against parents, and that's selfish and self-centered, and I want my own way and I want it when I want it. And so that's why children, from the very time that they begin to get old enough to be disciplined, and from the age of 1 or 2 even, 1 years old, they begin to need to be taught, to be instructed, to be counseled, and to be given discipline to teach them to curb the old flesh and the old sin nature, and to bring into subjection and into submission to the principle of authority their own desires and their own wants and their own wishes. This principle is so vital because it will affect every relationship of their future life as an adult. They must learn to obey the laws of the land. They must learn to obey the laws of God. They must learn to obey the authorities that are over them. God's given us authority for our good, for our benefit. And the reason that our law enforcement officers have so many problems is because of people who've never learned the principle of authority. And that's why God gives this principle here in Ephesians chapter 6. And he says the Spirit-filled child will learn to obey their parents in the Lord. That is, parents who know the Lord as their Savior will give their children godly principle of authority. That is, they should if they want to obey the Word of God. Because God's Word makes it clear in the book of Proverbs that children are to be disciplined. They're to be given guidance and clear-cut instructions. And the child feels better when they have been disciplined, when they've done wrong. And they know when they've done wrong. And they feel so much better after they've been disciplined and corrected. And it's for the well-being of the child, and it's for their future benefit. This principle of authority is a vital principle. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And what was the promise? That it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. That's the principle, the law of God, that children should honor their parents, respect their parents, obey their parents. Beloved, children that have not learned to obey their parents and to respect their parents control their parents. And they're in control instead of the parent being in control. And this is often seen today in our stores as we see children crying for something. I want this, I want that. And they cry and they whine and they carry on. And finally the parent will give in just to silence the child for a few minutes. And that's the child being in control rather than the parent being in control. Now I know we have laws about child abuse, and certainly child abuse is wrong. And the Word of God does not teach us to abuse our children. It teaches us to discipline our children, to give them guidance, to give them direction, and to give them discipline in love, because it's something for their well-being and for their good, for the benefit of society. And so, beloved, it's for the benefit of our nation. And children should learn to obey their parents because they're going to go to school. They need to obey the school teachers that are there at school. And if they do not learn to obey and respect the school teachers, then they're not going to obey and respect the law. They're not going to obey the laws of the land, and they're going to be selfish and self-centered, and it will result in chaos in their homes, their future homes, in their own personal lives. They'll be miserable and wretched because they've never learned to obey the principle of authority. This is such a vital principle. And that's why he gives this information here, that the spirit-filled child will learn to obey their parents. If a child is truly born again, then they will learn to obey their dad and mom, if they're yielded to the Holy Spirit of God, and to honor their father and their mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Of the law of God, this was a commandment that gave a promise to those who would obey their parents, that it might be well with them, that they might live long on the earth. Now, I've seen kids playing in a yard with a ball, and suddenly a ball would roll out into the road, and the child would take off to catch the ball or to get the ball. And their parent would be nearby and yell at them to stop, and they would not stop. They would go ahead in spite of their parent's cry, and it could be to the death of the child, as a car could be coming and hit that child and kill them. And it could be to their death and their short life on earth because they did not learn this principle of authority. And so, it's a vital principle, and it's only for the benefit and good of the child that the parent disciplines the child, that the parent instructs the child, that the parent counsels the child, and that the parent even uses a belt or something that will not do the child harm, but will sting enough, like a switch off of a tree, that will help the child to understand, I've got to learn to obey mom and dad, or I'll pay the penalty. I'll suffer for it, because it's better for them to have a little hickory tea, as we used to call it, a switch from a tree that stung and would help the child to behave and control themselves. And that child felt much better afterwards, and it was for their future good. Until next time, goodbye.